Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
I love me some TCE.
I listen to Edge Buddy Network. This is real relationships, folks. This is real. This is really real.
Your career engineer, I'm having a wonderful conversation with 6 months feeling coach Mike Tomlin. I was like, call him Coach Tomlin. I gotta call you Coach Tomlin.
You can call me whatever you like. Just call me.
TCE Network. This is like my family. Like, I love this environment.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4. Ready, steady, go.
Hey, don't get anxious. Get prepared in your career, life, and business. This is Francina Harrison, your career engineer. And we welcome you to TCE Career Talk. And listen, make sure you're subscribing to the platform you're listening to right now. We appreciate all of you who listen to us live on the BTR network and those of you who listen to us later on the platform you're enjoying right now. Make sure you hit us up and follow us socially. You can hit us up at TCENow.com to find out more about who we are and what we are doing. And to make sure you get our award-winning newsletter, subscribe.tcenow.com to know all the latest career tips and tricks that are happening. That's what's up. So listen, couple great things that came out today. I mean, I want to get right into some of these numbers as we have our 15 minutes of power here this morning. So a couple great things. Of course, the ADP jobs report, well, ADP put their report out the other day with what they've seen in their as their increase in employment numbers. And I think that has a worthy to be mentioned. We are definitely waiting for the April report to come out from the Department of Labor, which will happen tomorrow. So next week's show, we'll definitely dive into that. But what came across the digital desktops, this morning was very encouraging. I think I spoke about, and I've been saying this, I think, for a good little bit, that the trends, you got to follow the trends. You know, you got to, you can't make a big decision based on 1 week something was this way or another week. You know, look at the trend, look at how it's building as we're talking about jobs and the economy and things of that nature. So I'm going to share a couple of trends, and then I'm going to give you a couple of Q&As of some questions that folks have posed to me. I thought today may be a good idea to check those out, to answer some of them, which I think is pretty cool. I mean, some of you don't want to call live on this network, but you'll send me an email, and I'm cool with that. So I definitely want to hit that up. But first, unemployment claims fell to below 500,000 for last week. I mean, that is just an incredible trend. I'm excited about it. There'll be more and the article about those numbers tomorrow in our TCE Career News. So if you're not getting it in your email, shame on you. You should get it. But the fact that we broke 500,000 now, that's, I mean, I'm telling you, from this time last year, come on, this sold less than 500,000, which is excellent. And I'm just continuing to hope the trend will continue to go in this direction as more comes out, you know, in the following weeks. Remember, every Thursday, I'm empowering my listeners, every Thursday, and this didn't just happen because of the pandemic. This has been going on forever. There's tons of stats that you can look at with the labor, what we're doing in the economy, and particularly with workforce and labor. So BLS.gov or DOL.gov, pick either one, okay? You can get this information 8:30 every Thursday. We talk about the jobless claims every Thursday. So the fact they went below 500,000, you're going to hear more about it from any media that you subscribe to. Just please pick two or three different ones to get different perspectives, because you're going to get a whole lot on that. So we're encouraged with that. Again, ADP did their report, which, again, I enjoy because I like seeing when a private company does their report and then what the government says, just like this. But they shared an increase of 742,000 jobs in terms of non-farm private sector employment. Remember, ADP does payroll. Okay, they do a lot of payroll for a lot of people. They're not the only folks, but they're a major person or a company that, you know, takes care of payroll and all that for lots of big and small companies alike. So that's cool. You know, they, I think their numbers is on point. So they shared 742,000 in terms from the previous month in terms of companies who hired people and are paying taxes. Okay. I ain't talking about folk that ain't paying the taxes. I'm talking about the ones that got hired on payroll. And that's encouraging, 742,000 from their number. So it'll really be interesting tomorrow to see what's going on. So as I've shared those two numbers, right, those two we just saw, right, got some lower jobless claims last week, okay? So that's people who are not applying for unemployment. Last week was under 500,000, which is excellent, good trend. We see ADP's report saying that they had an increase in payroll, okay, 700, what number did I just say? I'm going to make sure I said the right number here. 742,000. That's good. So the question is, I had a couple questions. It's been all over last week. It's the big topic. Why aren't people applying for jobs? That was the topic. Why aren't people applying for jobs now? Like all the employers are sharing, they can't seem to get folk to come in and work, yada, yada, yada. Okay. And I'm not dismissing the yada, yada. That's just, I say that a lot, yada, yada, yada. However, I just shared with you some numbers from last week, right? Unemployment claims, initial job loss claim went down. And according to ADP's report, 742,000 folks got hired last month. So I'm going to answer one question, and then I'm going to switch to the other. So one thing I had said with that big one, because that was a really big one, from the employer and employee alike, there's a couple reasons why some people are not applying for your job right now. And some of it is because, you know, number one, they don't want to work for you. Number two, perhaps in this 1 year, I mean, just think about that. Someone doesn't want to work at your restaurant or they don't want to work at your business. You know, people can choose where they want to work, right? So my point is this, in this whole year of changing, now we do know there may be some folk who think they're getting over. I'm going to tell you, that's a small percentage of this conversation. I truly don't think, I'm telling you, I know it happens. It's because you got humans, but who can, I mean, let's just say you get, okay, the pandemic benefits, you're getting your little $600 a week. And again, I can't live on that. Can you? I mean, if you were making six figures or you were making beyond 50 grand a year, you know, 60, 70, I mean, you can't live. So remember, those dollars was kind of because we had a lot of middle America, mid-income, right, affected by the pandemic, not just your waiters and your hostesses, which we get you. Some of those jobs, you got tips, you have a lower hourly rate, we get you. So for some of those folks, yeah, $600, they're living high. But for real, come on. In today's world, that's you're living in a cloud. Get back on earth, right? So for the rest of us, a couple in this whole year of transition, people got new skills. People redefined their life. People thought differently. I mean, people also upscaled and found other opportunities that they transferred into for the immediate shock of what went down and found out, wow, I like this. I think I like this better than where I used to be. And if I do decide to go back to where I used to be, that's terrible English, I think, the job I used to have, well, I'm not going to work for $8 an hour now. I found a job that paid me 11, 12, 13, 14. You get what I'm saying? So unless some of these folks, particularly some of the low wage earners, and depending on the, you know, if you can't sell that $100 meal, you know, you're at some fancy restaurant, and when I go and sit down there, I'm paying $150 for two people to eat, okay? But you want to pay the guy or gal in the kitchen or the hostess, you know, seven and a quarter, you might have to rethink and wonder why they're not working here. Well, because there's other choices. It is a job seeker market. So I'm just saying, that's one piece of it for the low-wage employer, but the other part of it is, look at the numbers I just said. People are going after opportunities. And, the initial claims went down. Maybe layoffs, you know, there's some companies that are still affected, and some people can't ever go back to what they used to have. But there's some new going on. And folks have jumped on it. They've jumped on it. And I think that's a good thing. And it just means all of us have to rethink and shivit. And as an employee, as a manager, as a supervisor, as an employee, we all have to do okay where we are now. What do I need? What is it going to take? You know, how am I going to, you're going to rethink that stuff again. You got to rethink it. And you might have to up the ante a little bit if you want good talent to not just get hired, but to stay. On that note, I'm going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm your career engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. A push-up moment from the career engineer. Declare what you don't want to do. Fact, I don't like okras. Therefore, I don't eat okras. I enjoy collards instead. If you don't like something, stop pursuing it. Your declarations will release you to pursue those areas where your interests, gifts, talents, and strengths can shine. Power statement, when you love what you do, you'll never be forced to go to work every day. This is Francina Harrison, the career engineer. Thank you for listening. Yeah, thank you for listening, Francina Harrison right here. So really, check now, I actually delve more into this comment, this question on our YouTube channel. So definitely check that out by hitting us up again at tcenow.com. And you can see the one, I mean, because I talked about the video resumes. There's this whole movement. I don't know if y'all should do it, though. I'm just saying, some people maybe, not the rest of us. But also the problem of having multiple job offers, which I'm loving those kind of problems. I think those are awesome problems to have. But that whole why folks ain't working, that's the other reason I really want to get into sharing those numbers with you today, because it just, you know, you can have your feelings all you want, but at the end of the day, what does the number say? Hey, that's a good push-up. I'm going to write that down. At the end of the day, what does the number say? Hey, I like that. Heard it here first, right? So you got to, you know, facts and feelings can be friends, but just the facts, ma'am. So that's what's up. So listen, we thank you so much for tuning into us here at BTR. Remember, you can catch us everywhere. Really easy to do. Just hit us up on our website, tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Of course, subscribe to the platform you're listening to now. If you all don't know, you know I am. You could be listening right now on Spotify. You could be listening on Career Talk at iTunes. We're on Google Podcasts. We're everywhere, right? So whichever space you like your podcast, just go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss the beat. We are live, though, Thursdays at the BTR Network live, and you can call in and be a part of this live show. But make sure, again, tcenow.com, we're on the gram, we're on Twitter. Hey, have y'all checked out Twitter Spaces? I was playing with it the other day. I'm just trying to figure out, like, really? Why? But I understand Clubhouse is just like Periscope, you know. Periscope was first, and everybody did what's up. Periscope shut down, you know, last month. I'm just saying. I was a beta tester for that, too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, check out Spaces. I might see what kind of how relevant that is for the world. But again, check us out, tcenow.com. Follow us on social. And if you're not getting that newsletter, I don't know what you're waiting for. A lot of this good stuff we're sharing will be there tomorrow morning when it goes out. tcenow.com. You can subscribe right there and make sure you reach out to us. info@tcenow.com is our email. We look forward to your clicks, your calls. I would say come by, but you can't. Not right now, but we love your clicks and your calls. So remember, don't get anxious, get prepared. Get your shot. I got my second spot a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I think I'm fully vaccinated now, which I feel good about it. And if you want more information about that, you can always reach out to us, too. I want you guys to be safe. I want you to be smart. I want you to make sure your Monday that's coming up is powerful and purposeful. Have a reason for every move you make, right? Have a reason for every move you make. Don't just move in because somebody told you to. Have a reason for every move you make. It really matters. So y'all be blessed. We'll catch you here live on this network next week. And those of you listening on demand, thank you so much for being part of the TCE family. Bye-bye.